Thinking about getting rid of that gas guzzler in your driveway? A lunch hour display of electric vehicles at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center today offered options from small utility vehicles to luxury Teslas. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has more.
Tom Botiford is showing off his yellow smart car, an electric two-seater he uses to commute from Charlotte to Fort Mill every day.
It's capable, as far as the EPA rating, of going 68 miles on a charge.
Botiford calls himself an electric car evangelist. He's a regular at events like this one, which is one of more than 100 nationwide this week. He charges the car overnight and says he's never had a problem with routine trips.
This serves us probably 80% of the time, whatever our need might be. You know, going to the grocery store to get bacon and eggs, this goes out of the driveway.
Sales of electric vehicles, or EVs, are growing, but still less than 1% of all car sales. So for the past 6 years, car makers and EV fans have teamed up to promote the trend during National Drive Electric Week. Steve Gucciardi is an environmental project coordinator for the city of Charlotte and helped organize the Government Center event. The dozen vehicles on display included city utility vehicles, a full-size electric pickup from Duke Energy, and a couple of plug-in Nissan Leafs. There also were sleek Teslas, a BMW hybrid, and a Chevy Volt. Gucciardi helps lead a city program installing free charging stations around Charlotte to make it easier for people to adopt electric vehicles. They do this to help reduce auto emissions.
We've got them at park and rides. We've got them located in high-density areas. We've got some downtown.
Other local governments and businesses are doing the same. And the federal government offers a tax credit up to $7,500 if you buy an electric vehicle. About 115,000 were sold in the U.S. last year, and analysts say more than 500,000 have been sold since the first modern plug-ins came on the market in 2010. Critics note that electric vehicles are not emission-free. They need power from electric plants powered by coal and gas. Tesla owner Andrew Diamond has an answer for that.
I have solar panels on my house, and they're grid-tied. So basically, I'm feeding energy to the grid, and then I'm taking it back from the grid at night. So my net carbon footprint on that is zero as far as the car goes.
Diamond admits many owners won't go to that expense. But even without a solar boost, he says, an EV has a quarter to a half the carbon footprint of a gas-powered car. Diamond is vice president of a group called the Charlotte Electric Auto Association and owns two other plug-in vehicles.
I think people think that they're the future, and which they are, but I think people don't understand how much they are also the present.
He's helping to get the word out, but whether electric car sales expand may depend less on evangelists and more on the price of gas, which is at its cheapest in years. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.